That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
It's funny because it's gotten to the point where I kind of can't help myself. I'll talk to strangers sometimes because I've tried so much of their stuff. So they'll be, I'll see someone like weighing whether or not they want to buy like the organic cacao powder. And I'm like, it's delicious. I use it in my coffee every day. It's unbelievable. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to take it. I'm going to buy this. Like I'm like upselling at this place.
Everyone's got their thing.
Claire, I am a little bit, not on edge, but like anxious and excited about this next guest, Jeff Torres, because he seems so charming that I think he could talk to me into anything, you know?
Jake, it is true. And by the way, everyone, welcome to today's episode of Fanatics. I'm Claire Kramer and my co-host Jake Marin is right here. Jake, you are correct. Jeff is an extremely charming, likable young man. You probably know him from the upcoming movie, The Donor Party, where, well, you know, we'll get into the plot of that movie in a minute. Also, his Instagram, where he does Shirtless Kitchen. I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. Super nice guy, very into fitness and health, but also very down to earth. And Jeff is coming on today to talk to us about his love of
Costco. Get ready, because Jeff Torres is not just going to talk about his love of Costco. It borderlines on an obsession. Mm-hmm. Like Costco is that phantom limb that he's missing. That's what it feels like. And I'm super excited for you guys to get to experience this because Jeff Torres just seems to love Costco as much as anybody I've ever met loves anything. And I love that.
I mean, that's what this show does. It brings these passions to the forefront of someone's, you know, public persona. I love that because when could Jeff, a successful actor, like just come on and share his love for Costco? Only on Fanatics, guys. That's why we created this podcast.
So get ready, get excited, because Claire and I are about to dive deep into Costco with Jeff Torres.
Get that rotisserie chicken out. Jeff, is there such a thing as too much at Costco?
I don't think so. No. I like buying in bulk and I like a good deal, you know?
I mean, who doesn't love a good deal? I agree with you on that. And I do like buying in bulk too. What is your number one bulk purchase?
It's going to be probably like frozen vegetables. I would say I buy a lot of frozen vegetables there. A lot of people don't know this, but I think I remember reading somewhere they're like the biggest purveyor of organic goods like in the country.
Like, oh, wow.
Because they listen to their customers a lot. And so people were like, we like organic stuff. So they started buying more and more organic and they sell so much. So I actually buy a lot of frozen green beans and green peas and I use them. I eat a lot of vegetables. So
that is awesome. And for people who are out there in the world and they don't know what Costco is, could you please give a definition of what is Costco?
Costco is an awesome corporation, and those sentences oftentimes don't go together, but it's an amazing corporation that takes care of their employees. They sell essentially in bulk, so you buy a lot of a thing, and you will get it at a cheaper price. It is a membership-based company, so I think, you know, the yearly dues are either, I think, $68 a year for the lower membership, or you pay $120 a year for the executive membership, which I am an executive member, and the reason is because if you have that membership and you buy there, you get 2% back. I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe I'm advertising for them this way. And like literally can pitch you the entire. Anyway, so they sell really good. They source really great materials, whether it's food, coffins, solar panels. They sell like everything. They sell pretty much anything. And on their website, they have even more stuff. They have partnerships with other companies. but they source things very, very well from a lot of local places. So every Costco you go to, which is something that I do when I go on road trips, I go to as many as I can because they have different things.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
But they're not franchised. They're owned by...
I mean, I'm assuming that they are actually a franchise. They are like a big, it's a big corporation. They have them all over the world, but like they do a really good job of localizing their stores.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
And I want to make it clear real quick. Jeff is not the spokesman for Costco, but after this podcast, he might be. We'll see.
I only aspire to be that one day. I want to be on the Costco Connection, which is a magazine you get every month from them. That's the real dream, you know?
Wait. The Costco Connection, it sounds like a dating app, but tell us what the Costco Connection is.
Costco Connection is just a magazine they sell. They don't sell it. They mail it to members. Like once a month, you get it. And it's just like recipes and like what's on sale that month and like what's healthy for you. And like, this is how we're making our stuff more sustainable. We're sourcing from this company or that company. And yeah, it's just kind of like an update. They interview celebrities sometimes. They had Sally Field on it one time, and that's when I knew. I was like, I want to be interviewed by them. Yeah.
You got to get in that glossy. I mean, okay, let's go back for a minute to the different tiers of membership with the executive, if you will, which that is an appealing title. I think I would go for the executive membership as well.
Yeah.
You get 2% back. What other perks are there?
So if you... if you get their credit card, they have a credit card also. So if you get their credit card, it's like a Citibank card or whatever, you also get 2% back from that card. So it's like 4% back on everything you're buying. And like you're already buying it cheaper because it's in bulk. So essentially what that does is that 2 or 4%, depending on what you have, ends up paying for the membership.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You end up getting a free membership. And then on top of that, because I buy a lot of stuff from there, like I bought a couch from there. Yeah, they sell everything. So all of that, those percentages, they like go towards your payment of your membership. And then whatever's left over, you can just use there as like store credit.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yeah. Okay, you mentioned couch. You also mentioned another C word, coffin. Tell me about the coffins, because I was unaware that Costco also made coffins available.
I don't think they have them displayed anymore. Like maybe after recent world events, maybe a lot of people don't want to be reminded about death. But like when you're leaving the store next to like the customer service desk, they used to just like have like coffins. But it was funny because they would have like half a coffin sticking out. Like it wasn't the actual coffin, but it was like, this is what it could look like. And it's lacquered like this. And then they had like a little pamphlet and you can get. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you have to buy those in bulk. I hope not. I think you could buy them individually, but...
I mean, I feel like that's an individual purchase. I'm just going out on a limb. But, you know, with a high enough price point, I mean, I would be interested in getting a discount. Like, my parents are starting to age up and...
Just keep them in the garage. That'll be great in Halloween time.
Yes, exactly. You can repurpose them, absolutely, and then use them when the time comes. Yeah, for sure.
Yes, exactly. Clearly, you know everything about Costco, but my question for you is... Why Costco? You know, there's Sam's Club. There's Walmart.
You said the S word.
There's Target. I'm just curious. When did this start in your life? Were you a kid? Did you stumble in off the streets one day looking for food? How did Costco's love come to you?
So it used to be the Price Club, I think. I think like back in the day in the 90s, I think it was the Price Club. And I want to say like my grandpa, when I was like really young, would go there and he'd always talk about it, whatever. And I didn't go back after, I think... I started my membership again like in 2015. I think this is what it was. I used to go with a friend. A friend of mine would be like, hey, I'm going to go. You want to come with me? And I'd go. And I started seeing all these things that they had. And I was like, oh, I actually want to buy that. So I kept bugging him, you know. And then I felt like I was like, you know, I think it's time for me to do this. And I got my own membership. I think like 2016 or 2015, I think I got my membership. I just never looked back. It was one of those things where I was like, this is convenient. And then it just got more and more convenient. And they had like more and more things that I used. And it's just like, at this point, my entire house is just Costco. It's just, yeah.
I love it. Okay, so you're in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah.
We have a couple Costcos here,
you know.
In the central area. Do you hop between them or do you have your local Costco where you prefer to shop?
I live close to two, I guess technically, I live in the Valley. So I live close to three of them. There's like the business center, which I've only been there once. Like that place blew my mind. I don't think I could ever go back there. I was just like, I can't. There's too much going on here. It's like snacks. They got like staplers. They've got everything you could ever imagine. They just have so much stuff. And it's like for restaurants. So they have like 10 pounds of diced onions. And I'm just like, Wow. That's so convenient. But I'm not going to use 10 pounds of diced onions, right. But I want it. And then, there's a couple. There's like a Burbank one. And then there's the one on Sepulveda, which is like in Van Nuys.
Right.
Yeah. And
right.
I kind of do hop between like them, whatever. If I'm ever, you know, in a different part of town, you know, I might just sneak in there, just pass some time, you know. I don't know. It's just, it makes me feel at home.
Now, when you're passing the time.
Yeah.
You know, obviously you're an incredibly in shape guy, but yeah. Do you go and get those free samples they're passing out? Can you resist the temptation of the Costco free samples?
You know, this is actually really funny. This is the one thing that I do like a free sample from time to time, but for the most part, I actually don't partake. I think it's just because I feel bad. I feel bad that I'm going to eat a thing, and then if I don't buy it, I'll feel terrible. So I'll like eat it, and then they're like, "Oh, it's right over there," and I go, "Oh, cool." And then I walk away and I feel awful. So I just kind of forego. But yesterday I did have a chicken skewer. So,
yeah. And they are sounds famous delicious. For their rotisserie chicken, right?
Rotisserie chicken. It's $5. I mean, you can't beat that. It's unbelievable.
You cannot beat that. I mean.
Wait, it's $5? I didn't know it was $5. I knew it was delicious, but nobody told me it was $5. Like, that's
true. It's all true. It's all everything you've heard. The legends are true.
Legends are true. What about the display? We talked a little bit about the coffin display, you know, at the back. But Costco, I feel like, is also kind of famous for the way they lay out their store and the display pieces. And so talk about, like, your journey, the odyssey when you walk into a Costco of how you move around the store and what you would recommend to a new Costco goer.
What I recommend. Oh, no. Okay, so I do a thing where I'll take friends. That have like never, either they've never been or they haven't been in a long time or whatever. I'll go with a friend and we'll make like a date out of it. Like I'll be like, hey, let's go. I'm gonna take you through Costco. And when I do that, I go through every single lane. We're going through everything, and I'm walking them through. And I'm like, if you ever need like supplies for your office, you got TVs right here. They're very good deals, you know. I'm like, here's a stereo system. You know, here's the cooking goods. I cook a lot. So I'm like, here's this, if you need that, we got food processors, you know, I take them through the whole thing. And then I'm explaining to them essentially like they treat their employees really well. You know, they give them good benefits. They give them like, I think stock options after a few years, like it's a really good company in that way. They give them like health insurance, all that stuff, whatever. So I'll talk about all that stuff. And then, yeah, I'll kind of just go through the whole thing. I'll just zigzag through the entire thing all the way. Yeah, so I do everything. I go through the whole store. And even when I go by myself, I find myself the impulse to just be like, what else do they got? What's going on over here?
That is my biggest problem with going to someplace like Costco is the impulse buys. So how do you curb that desire? Because, you know, when you look at those bins of slippers or, you know, the urns of ramen, you want some of that.
Yeah, I don't always curb the desire. I've gotten a lot better about kind of knowing what it is that I actually need. Mm-hmm. More a problem than impulse buying is thinking that I'm out of something and then I buy a whole other thing in bulk, like whether it's like paper towels, and then I get home and I realize they're in the corner of my closet. So I've got like an infinite supply of a thing and I'm just like, oh God, why did I do that? That's more of an issue that I run into. But the impulse buying, a lot of times, if something comes up that I go, oh, I could actually use that thing. Like, this is actually very useful. But there's definitely times by the end, if I go through everything and I'm like, oh, I ran into a couple one time and I was like, I was looking at these like mahi-mahi, like pre-made, like things that you heat up in the oven. And I was like, that looks pretty good. Like, oh, I don't know, man. I'm like looking at the macros. I'm like looking at what the health benefit, you know, whatever. And then this couple comes up to me and they're like, hey, man, you had those before? Those pretty good? And I was like, I actually haven't had them, but like, they seem amazing. And then I had this grocery cart full of stuff. And I'm like, I go, yeah, it's pretty good. And I was like, I think I'm going to try it. I'll take them, dude. And then I don't know what happened, but it was something like, they're like, yeah, we only came for eggs or something. And I was like, yeah, I did too. And then I looked down and I had like a vacuum and like all this other crap in it. And then the wife looks at me and she's like, oh, and she like kind of looks at me, looks at the bag. She's like, well, okay, cool. Well, have a nice day. And I was like, yeah, all right, I got to return some of this stuff. Maybe I don't need all of it.
Amazing.
So is the couch the biggest item that you've purchased from
there? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the couch is for sure. Volume wise, it's the largest one. I think I bought a TV that might have been a little bit more expensive a couple years ago, but yeah.
How was the process of selecting the couch? Did you sit in all of them?
I did so much research. So the thing is, like, they have more stuff online. Mm-hmm. So they have some of the stuff in person every once in a while, but couches, like, obviously there's not enough room to have like 30 couches. So they have like two, and I'm like, ah, I don't really like those. So I just did a ton of research. I just looked up everything about this couch. I was like the YouTube unboxing. I like went down a rabbit hole. I was like, I just want a good couch, you know? And then said these videos and couples are like, and then we can connect the couches. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. It's a great sectional. They have a great return policy is a thing.
Yeah. Anytime, right?
Yeah, whenever. Yeah, yeah. Because they sell good products, and if you're not satisfied with them, they'll just be like, well, we're sorry you didn't like it, you know?
So what is their return policy?
As far as I understand, if anything kind of doesn't meet your standards, if it doesn't function for you, if you didn't like whatever, you didn't like it, you can just return it. You can just be like, I just didn't like it.
That is amazing.
I rarely do it. Again, I'm not trying to like make them lose money. If I buy something and I eat something that I'm like, I didn't really love it, I'm not going to return it, you know?
Mm-hmm. You're not going to return the couch in like 6 years when you're like, you know what?
Yeah, no, no. But actually, I had a friend that did that with a TV. I think it was when he was in college. I think he did something like this where he bought a TV and then they had their return policy that was just like kind of open.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And he used it for a year and then he took it back and was like, oh, actually, I don't want this TV. And they're like, what's wrong with the TV? And he's like, yeah, I just didn't like it. And he's like, you bought this TV a year ago. And he was like, yeah, I just don't want it. And they're like, we'll give you a refund, but like, we're not going to be happy about that. And he was like, okay, give me a refund. And then they did. And then they revoked his membership. Yeah.
What?
My ultimate nightmare. But yeah, they revoked his membership. So he can never join Costco again, I don't think.
Wow.
Yeah. That's messed up. Don't do that. You know, they take care of their customers. Don't take advantage of them. They're great.
Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress, and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You know, Jeff, I heard that their employees have a unique training mechanism. Like when they're hired, even at a high level, they have to work in a store for like a week, even, you know, bagging groceries or doing something like that. Have you heard about this?
I think I've heard something like that. I just know that they have like a really rigorous program. And it was like last time that I was there with a friend, she was actually signing up for her membership and getting the credit card and all this stuff. Yeah, it was just really funny. While we were waiting in line, I was telling her, yeah, they treat their employees well, they source this, they do this, and like, I don't know if you know this, but they like sell a lot of organic goods, and I was like going through all this list, and the employee heard me, and she's like, wow, do you work here? And I was like, no. And she's like, they train us, all of that stuff is in our videos, like that's what they train us with, and you like know all of that. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I've been working here for 15 years, I really like it, I make good money, this and that. And I was like, wow, cool, dude. Like, yeah. So that doesn't surprise me at all. I absolutely believe that. Yeah.
I was just curious, what's the, you know, you bought a couch, you bought a lot of stuff. What is the either weirdest or most unique item that you've bought from Costco?
Most unique item that I bought from Costco? Wow, that's a really good question. I don't know.
That's fair.
Skincare? Skincare.
Mm.
No, I don't know. That's not really super unique. I don't know. Let me think about that. I'll think
you
about
can always come back to it. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'll think about that. I'm going to wake up in the middle of the night after this interview and be like, oh, God, that's what it was. And I'm going to email you.
Umbrella hat. It's an umbrella hat.
It was an umbrella sword. God, no, why? No, I don't know. That's a good question. No, I have no idea. It's a great question.
So here's the conundrum for someone who loves Costco as much as you do. Since it is bulk purchases, how often do you actually need to go? Is it like a special pilgrimage when you go, or are you still finding yourself there like a normal grocery several times a week?
I go pretty frequently. I eat a lot. Again, like you mentioned the fitness thing and like that, that's like a kind of a big thing. And I do a thing on my Instagram called Shirtless Kitchen where I cook shirtless and I like just like do these like funny recipes that are very fast and easy and kind of healthy, relatively, like, you know, it's just kind of a way to kind of inspire people to like, cause I think a lot of people don't like big recipes. They don't like spending forever in the kitchen and they go buy fast food because it's annoying to cook, you know? So I try to make these fun videos. And so I eat a lot. Yeah. They have like 20 pound bags of rice or whatever. I'll like buy one of those. And then like, you know, if I'm on a rice kick, I'll go through that pretty quickly, you know? And I buy like chicken breast there or like ground turkey. Like, yeah, I buy so much.
How many rotisserie chickens at a time would you purchase?
So I eat them from time to time. I will spoil myself with a chicken sometimes. That's my fast food. So right. In my head, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to Costco. They actually have sushi. So sometimes when I'm just like, you know what? I'm here. I don't want to cook when I get home. I'm going to take some sushi with me. I'm going to take, I'll take that rotisserie chicken, you know? So yeah, every once in a while, I'll do that. But for the most part, like I said, I guess it's also like, you know, once you've been doing it long enough, you're like a veteran. You don't get distracted by the shiny things. You kind of stick to the course, right. You know? I go there. I'm like, I need some fish. I came here for some codfish. That's what I came here for. Yeah. Green beans. And then I buy that and then I leave, you know? But I still like seeing everything, you know?
They kind of put that stuff in the back, so you have to walk through anyway, right? At least the one in Van Nuys, I know, it's kind of like sectioned way back there.
If you skip through, you would still have to see a lot of other stuff. Mm-hmm. But I've noticed that it's really hard when I'm in a hurry, which is I try not to hurry when I'm there because I just like being there and kind of walking through. But when I am, I end up going like, it's kind of like a shoehorn. It kind of wraps around. Mm-hmm. I end up going the opposite direction. And I feel like I'm just like messing up traffic. Like I'm just like messing up everyone's experience.
Bad feng
shui. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Everyone's coming at me and I'm like going in and I'm like, oh, I messed this all up. I'm my bad. You know?
It is true. There's definitely a flow, And it's not like IKEA where they have literally the arrows, like go this way, you know, it's just an acceptable way to shop at Costco. The certain, you know, counterclockwise flow, if you will. That's really funny. What would you say is something that you wish Costco sold that you'd like to pitch them on selling?
It's good.
Oh my God. There was something just the other day that I had that thought. I was like, oh, if only they sold this. And I can't remember what it was. It was like such a specific thing. Silk makes this like kind of milk. I think it's cashew and almond milk, but it has pea protein in it.
Mm-hmm.
They only have it like at like Ralph's or whatever, like those kind of stores. And I wish they had that because they have almond milk. They have that in bulk, but they don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of those things where I was like, I would buy that in bulk all day. I love that milk. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of them. There was another one that was even more specific than that I was like, man, if only. And I was like, who do I write to them to tell them that they should carry this thing? But I don't know. I'm also going to wake up in the middle of the night thinking about this.
Yeah, these are all things that you can follow up on Twitter with us.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I figured it out.
This is it, Claire. Jake, I got it.
Yeah.
Now, Jeff, you called it the S word earlier, but I want to talk about Sam's for a second. Have you been to a Sam's? What are your feelings on Sam's? Because it seems like it got some.
Look, one of my greatest regrets, I just moved recently and I've been living in the same place for like a long time. And I was moving and I found a box of things. And in that box, I found a Sam's Club membership from maybe like, I don't know, like 10 years ago or something. And I just, man, the shame that I felt.
Shred that.
The shame. I just was like, I can't believe this. Who was I? How lost was I at the time that I did that? And I've gone and they're fine. Yeah, it really is one of those things where the more I learned about Costco as a company, I really kind of believe in the sense of I like spending my money somewhere where I know like how they invest in their employees, how they like adapt to their communities, how they source their materials. Like I said, they'll have like a lot of really small batch things from like local places, you know, and that's kind of awesome. Like that's a really, really cool thing. I don't know. There's something about that I was like, I like spending my money somewhere where I'm like, I feel pretty good about, you know, yeah.
As you get older and you become like a contributing member of society, that becomes important to you, you know?
Yeah.
The value of the dollar that you earn is put into that company or this company. And so if it's a sustainable, like ethical, mm-hmm. moral company, all the better.
Yeah, that all kind of comes into play. There's some other company that someone's like, oh, it's like open 24 hours. It's also kind of like Costco. And I'm like, I don't know. Okay.
It's not like Costco.
I don't know what that is. No. I don't know what you're talking about. And I have no interest. Thank you very much. Okay. How dare you?
It's clearly memorable because you can't even remember the name too.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We don't talk about that.
I wonder if you could like have like a Costco wedding or like a Costco birthday party. Not you, Jeff.
Oh, that's really funny you say that because so on my Instagram, all of my friends, everyone's constantly, because I always post about Costco. People are constantly sending me Costco memes, okay. and, like random things. And like the newest thing is people will be like, this you? And then it'll be like something, right? It'll like this last one was a birthday party. It was like someone, she's like, my husband loves Costco and we did a birthday party. And then it was just like, they had sample sections. Like, oh, it was this whole thing in the backyard. Oh, yeah, it was awesome. And then everyone had red vests. Oh. Like the wife had set this whole thing up for her husband. It was amazing. I was like, that's so good. Yeah.
It's a great one.
Yeah, I'm assuming. Yeah, you can probably, I don't know, they won't sponsor it, but I mean, their prices are so great. So, you know, it's not.
I mean, I kind of love a Costco party where like, then this would not be for you, Jeff, because you're a healthy eater. But like, if you had a kid that loved Costco, that it could end with hot dogs and, you know.
I will eat some of their stuff sometimes. I think like, that's also kind of something that I talk about in my shirtless kitchen thing is kind of sustainability and like, eating healthy isn't about like depriving yourself. Like, you know, mm-hmm. it's kind of like generally I cook for myself a lot. So then I give myself a decent amount of leeway. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Like their pizza. Oh, I mean, oh, their pizza is so good. And yeah, sometimes I'm there. I'm just like, I have to have some.
I gotta have that.
You know, I don't eat the hot dogs that much, but I eat the pizza from time to time. It's really, really good.
Mm. So we talked a little bit earlier about you taking your friend to get, and she was, you know, getting a membership and the credit card and everything. Like, is that part of the thrill, introducing new people to Costco and the Costco culture?
It is. It's almost like a hobby of mine. Like straight up, like, you know, I'll joke and tell people. And I remember I asked a friend that, like, I didn't know her super well. So she thought I was like kind of making fun of her, but I was like, well, let's go to Costco together. And then she thought I was like, being a like sarcastic or like kind of lame or something. We started talking more and she realized, she's like, oh no, this is like really important. You actually care about this. Like, this is fun for you. And I was like, yeah, no, it is. It's great. It's, I wasn't joking. I was serious. You know, if I can save people money, you know, if I can, you know, I like doing it.
I love it.
It's my community service. It's funny because it's gotten to the point where I kind of can't help myself. I'll talk to strangers sometimes because I've tried so much of their stuff. So I'll see someone like weighing whether or not they want to buy like the organic cacao powder. And I'm like, it's delicious. I use it in my coffee every day. It's unbelievable. And they're like, you know what? I'm going to take it. I'm going to buy this. Like, I'm like upselling at this place. And they should hire me. I really, you know, if nothing else, they should let me follow them on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Give you one more percent on your card.
Yeah.
Just one more.
I think I've earned it. I've signed up like 17 people. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. The goodwill that you are, you know, showing.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm very much like that at the grocery. I don't shop at Costco. Of course, you're making me want to go shop at Costco. But I, you know, if somebody is checking out something in my cart, I'm like, oh yeah, this is great. You totally have to try this. It's so, you know, healthy and easy and whatnot.
Interacting with people kind of in any capacity, I always enjoy that. I always like doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a helpful Honda dealer, but I'm a Costco person, you know?
Have you ever purchased jewelry from Costco?
No, but holy, dude, they have insanely expensive jewelry.
Yeah.
Costco, I think I've realized now, is like a lifetime thing. Because like, if I become a millionaire, they upscale. They'll upscale with you. They will have things that will be in your price point. They have like, I don't know, like saunas that are like $5,000. You just buy a sauna online and you have a sauna now. They had a diamond ring that was like $110,000 or something like that on their website. And I was like,
it's legit, man.
If I decide to go that route, I'm going to be like, hey, we're getting 2% back on part of that ring, and we're using that towards our vacation.
Yep, 4%. 4%, right?
4%. Put on that card.
Yeah, we're getting the 4% back on that. We're putting that towards our honeymoon. That's definitely, yeah.
Before we get to the love letter, Jeff, I always like to go inside your psyche and find out, you know, growing up, can you reflect back on your youth, your childhood? You mentioned, you know, going to the utility stores with your grandparents, different ones. What do you think in your formative years gave you the ability to connect and appreciate and love Costco the way you do now?
I think it's like the idea of thrifting and getting a good deal. Mm. I think there's something about that. You know, I remember growing up, and that was always the thing. It's like, you could buy one for $5, or you can buy three for $10. And I'd be like, oh, well, you got to go for three for $10. That's one free. I got a free one, you know? Something about that, yeah. It just really hits that sweet spot.
I can relate.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad is a CPA who looks at ounces in the supermarket. I could absolutely relate.
Yeah, he gets it.
Got to do it. Got to do it.
Got to do it.
Claire, I feel like this has been one big love letter to Costco. But, you know, Jeff, could you share with us a true love letter for Costco? Let them know how you feel.
All right. I can try and do something. Dear Costco, what can I say besides you make my life better? When I'm lost and I'm in a different city and I don't know what I'm doing with myself and I feel alone, I can always go back to the aisles of your store and feel grounded, connected. Your prices are amazing. You pay your employees well. You source your materials well. I love your products. I love your employees. I like what you stand for as a company. I really just wish you would allow me to follow you on Twitter. That's my wish. And hopefully one day you'll interview me on the Costco Connection. I love you. You're amazing. Jeff.
That is awesome. That is one of my favorite love letters.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow, Claire.
Yeah, wow is all I can say as well. Wow. I'm seeing the way of Costco.
Honestly, Jeff's passion and love and just energy really makes me feel like I'm missing out on something special by not going to Costco every day of my life.
I know. And I do 100% agree with him that, like, it seems like the Costco ethos aligns with my own morals and values in terms of, like, how they treat their employees and education mm-hmm. and sustainability and sourcing local vendors and produce and stuff like that. So, I mean, I'm kind of like, there's really not any more reason not to go to Costco.
No, and besides all that, Claire, you got four mouths to feed and to clothe and to buy toilet paper for, so why not go to Costco and get those ultimate savings that we were just introduced to?
Well, I mean, 4% back is very appealing to me. The membership is fine because I certainly understand, like, I have the Ralph's Boost membership, so I understand that. I get double gas points for that,
ooh,
Jake.
Okay.
But the thing that I've always thought, my like preconceived notion about Costco was, well, it's so time consuming to go and to do the shopping and to manage all those purchases that it's actually more efficient for me to go to the Ralph's that's, you know, a quarter mile from my house a couple times a week and purchase stuff that way instead of doing like once every, I would have to go to Costco once a week. There's no way around it, even with the bulk purchases. Mm-hmm. But now I'm kind of feeling like maybe the Ralph's thing I've tried, I know how it works, but maybe I need to try like the Costco as an alternative and see.
I think it might open your eyes. Jeff just blew my mind with it seems how easy and how many options you have at Costco. Like you can buy in bulk, but you could also buy some mahi-mahi in the freezer.
Right.
You know, or some frozen vegetables that you throw in the freezer. Like, you don't have to go crazy. Get yourself a rotisserie chicken. So it's really opened my eyes that it's not just bulk items that we're going to purchase there.
Well, I mean, and to me, what somebody may consider a bulk item is not a bulk item. A six-pack of mahi-mahi is dinner.
Yes.
There's no leftovers. Like, and a lot of times, because of the size of the packages, even in the Ralph's, like, family aisle, I have to buy two. Like, if I'm buying a pre-made lasagna, for example, even the family size lasagna, the party size, that's not enough. I need to buy mm-hmm. two of the garlic breads. If I'm doing a bagged salad, I need to buy, like, three of the bagged salad, you know? So it might equalize, you know? Like, I don't know. It's interesting. It's going to be an interesting experiment. That is for sure. Yeah, I'll have to go do some data collecting.
Do some data collecting. Do some on-the-ground research. You know, go around Costco a few times. Get a friend. Hit Jeff up. Have him take you there. And then we'll see if in a month or two, Claire is a full-on Kirkland girl. Kirkland woman, excuse me.
Yeah, I mean, I like the idea of it. I like calling myself a Kirkland woman. I do also like the fact that you can grocery shop around fine jewelry and diamonds, which I like a lot. So, you know, it doesn't hurt to have one eye on that counter while you're purchasing your pizzas.
Yeah, and then maybe when you're walking out the door, you buy a coffin. Hey, it gets everything you need.
I mean, by the way, if you bury me, I will murder you. I don't want to be buried in the ground. I don't want to be cremated either. Just weekend at Bernie's with me, please.
Well, I was going to say we could get you to the Costco crematorium because I'm sure there's one out there.
I don't want to die, first of all, but if I do, donate my body to science. There's the little PSA on Claire.
I'll do that. Okay. And I'll do it at the medical school that Costco is going to open in just a few years.
That sounds good. And put me in that glossy magazine too.
Deal.
All right, guys, this has been a great discussion of Costco, and I obviously just super fun. Jeff is like the most amazing guy. Go see his movie and, you know, the donor party. Also equally as fun as this episode, dare I say, you know? So go see Donor Party, and until next time, Claire and Jake, we are out of here. Follow us on Twitter. Leave your thoughts. We are Fanatics. Wearefanatics.com, where you can catch up on all the past episodes. See you guys later. And before you guys go, coming up next week on Fanatics, Kelsey Davies. Yes, it's at Kelsey Davies on Instagram and TikTok. She's a content creator. She's a psychic medium, actress, singer, dancer. She kind of does it all. And she's coming on Fanatics to talk about her fanaticism of crystals. It is such an interesting episode. Can't wait for you guys to tune in. See you next Thursday. Thank you for listening to Fanatics, a Roddenberry podcast. For more episodes and info, head over to wearefanatics.com or tweet your Fanatics thoughts and stories at wearefanatics.
Yes, that's We Are, F-A-N-A-D-D-I-C-T-S. Our show is hosted by Claire Kramer and me, David Magadoff.
Produced by me, Claire Kramer, and Kelsey Goldberg. Executive producers Trevor Roth and Rod Roddenberry.
Our sound engineer and editor is Elizabeth Joy Windham. And you can thank Stephen Mudd for our theme song.
Catch us next Thursday for another Fanatics episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.